Zohar Chok Yisrael, Day 4, Parshas Shmos, an excerpt from 28. Posach V'Yamri opened the discourse and said, a verse from the Song of Songs, 2:16. Dodi li v'ani lo, my beloved is to me, and I am to him, ho'e b'shoshanim, or pastures by the roses. Mi garam li shani l'dodi v'dodi li, who caused that I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me? What causes this deep relationship, this deep connection? Because he runs his world with roses. Just like a rose, hasn't it sweet fragrance when it is red? And they grind it, pour it out, and it turns to white. And its sweet aroma never moves. In other words, never leaves it. Thus the Holy One, blessed be He, runs His world in this way, which means that He takes the quality of red of judgment and He grinds it. He's busy sweetening the judgments and turns it into white, into chesed. And to this we smell the sweet fragrance of His divine presence, the Shekhinah. King, were it not for that law's kaima olam mishvil adam achote, the world would not endure because of a person's sins from the judgment. Achet nikra adam, and the sin is called red. One of the Talmud finds it says in Shain Isaiah 1:18. Imu chatoichem kashanim, if your sins will be like crimson, kashel yabinu, they'll be white like snow. Makriv korbanu laish shu adam, he brings close his offering to the fire which is red. It says, you fight fire with fire. The judgment is not sweetened except in its root. So you take the redness caused, the judgment caused by a sin, and you offer a sacrifice, you bring it into the redness of the fire. Vazarak Adam, Shu Adam, you spritz the blood, which is red, something is back around the altar. And that sweetens the judgment and causes sin to be forgiven and turns it into whiteness. Minas Adin Adam, the quality of judgment is red. Motzkin no cell, grind it, Ola Oshin Kulo Lovin. And the smoke arises, I mean, from the sacrifice, when it's burned on the altar, it's all white. So it represents that the judgment will sweeten and turn into white, and loving kindness, and Hashem forgives the sins. And then the red is turned into white. The quality of judgment is turned into quality of mercy. Come and see in revelation. The whole quality of judgment doesn't need its aroma, except from the left side, except from the red side. So all sweetness comes from the power of judgment. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. What this means is written in Kings 1, chapter 18, verse 28. Vayisko to do k'mishpatam, and they're going around the judgment. Ad shvach dam lehem, till blood was poured upon them. So the state of judgment that was read. Elohayu yodim shlo yasigu minas yidin kersonam zulasi v'adam. They knew that they would not grasp from the quality of judgment as they will accept by red. So, Chas V'Shalom, if you want to awaken some judgment from someone else, you have to awaken the power of red of judgment of blood in order to awaken the red power of judgment above and cause them to be punished, which could sometimes be a good thing against the bad enemies. And furthermore, red and white are always offered, and the aroma arises from both of them. So you need both of them. You need judgment and chesed together. Is this real sweetness of the aroma, not from one alone. Ma'ashoshen odom v'lovon, just like a rose is red and white, you have roses that are mostly in species of red ones and white ones. Kach reach korban, thus is the aroma of the korban, comes specifically from this mixture of judgment and loving kindness. That's what makes it so sweet to Hashem. A korban me'odom v'lovon, a sacrifice from red and white. Special sweetness to Hashem, a person does tshuva, took the sin, which is judgment, turned into chesed, so that's why the tshuva is so great, because he accomplishes what cannot even be done through doing a mitzvah, taking deep powers of judgment, raising him up to Hashem. Boy, come and see, me'reach akteres, from the aroma of the incense, shasamoni mehem adumi mehem lavenem, that the incense, the types of incense that it was composed of, some of them were red and some of them were white. Kigon alvana, like the frankincense, shulovan, which is white, more dror, the mirror dror, which was red, vareach olam e'odam alvan, and the aroma arises from red and white. Alkein manhik olamo v'shoshanim, therefore he rules his world he runs this world with roses. Roses by the qual, roses in the plural of red and whiteness. Both ways, from that together, Shekhinah is revealed, and we get this special closeness to Hashem from above and below. Shu Adam Alavim, it's red and white. See what's written in Chesed Ezekiel 44:15. To know it, to bring close to me, fat and blood. Neged zeh, corresponding to this, a person sacrifices his fat, which is like white, and his blood, and it's atoned for him. Zeh Adam, this is red, referring to the blood. Zeh Lavan, and this is the white, referring to the fat. Ma shoshen shu Adam hu Lavan, en motzken aso lachzor kulo Lavan el be'esh. It's like the rose, which is red, which is white. You don't grind it and pour it to be turned completely white, except with fire. Kach das a korban, the sacrifice, en motzken aso lachzor kulo Lavan. You don't pour it to be all white, el be'esh, except by fire. Achshav now, misho shiv b'tayniso, a person who sits in his fast. Now we don't have the temple, so we can't offer up sacrifices. We can't bring something to the fire of the altar. So therefore, Hashem left us another way. We can do it. Misha Yoshe B'taniso, person sits in his fast. Makriv Chelbo V'domo, he sacrifices his fat and his blood. By not eating, they get lessened. So it's like sacrificing it up, offering it up to Hashem. The body of his body burns it. Eino Nitzmach Lachzor Kulo Lovan El V'ish. Doesn't dry up to turn completely white except for fire. Amar Yehuda, that said Yehuda, Mitoch Taniso Shel Adam, Achlisha Nevor V'Govra Lo Va'ish. From amidst the fast of a person, his limbs become weak and the strength is upon him, the fire. V'Osa Shor, at that time, Sarach L'Akiv Chelbo V'Domo V'Osa Ish. He has to sacrifice his fat and his blood in that fire. V'Nikra Mizbech Kapar, and this is called the Altar of Atonement. V'Ayinu Darbi Yelazar, Kadhova Yosef Taniso. That's what we find Rabbi Lezer when he sat in the fast. Tova Matzli, Rama, he'd pray and say, Goliv Yudulef Nechad Hashem Lokav L'Kivasai. It's revealed and known before you, Hashem, my Lord and Lord, my Father. Shekravti Nefanecha Chelvi V'Dami. That I offered before you my fat and my blood. V'sachti Yosam V'chamim Eschul Shizkufi. And I kindled them up. I boiled them up in the heat of the weakness of my body. Here's a Mamnecha Mebul before you. Sheyarecha Olam Yipi V'shazu. That the aroma goes up from my smell, goes up from my mouth at this time. Like the smell that comes up from the sacrifice, and the fire of the altar, and favor me. And this is a prayer that was brought down, a lot of people see. So we find, the person offers up in his fast the fat and the blood. And the smell comes out, goes up from his mouth, is an altar of atonement. And therefore, tiknu at filam mekomat korban. They enacted the prayer in place of the sacrifice. And it's all long you should have in mind what we said. In other words, he should actually have in mind that he's offering himself as the korban at the time of the fast. Further, see if it's written by Midbar Numbers 31:23. Kol davar sheyavo be'esh, anything that comes in fire, taviu be'esh, make it pass in fire, tohen will be purified. When the temple was enduring. Standing. Other makiv kabano bin yezem is kapalo. Person would offer up a sacrifice in this way and would be atoned for him. Achshav now tfilosa shalotim mechapalo bin koma korban. The prayer of a person atones for him and places a sacrifice. Kihai gavn in this way. So a person realized when he's offering up his prayers like sacrificing himself to Hashem.